What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. So, when it first comes to jumping on camera, you guys, like, what are some of the first steps we can take to kind of take the stress out of that?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest things is preparation, is that people, because we're in this sort of influencer world and everybody's got a camera in their pocket, there seems to be this illusion that anybody should be able to pull out their phone and should magically just be brilliant on camera and say really profound things. And because a lot of times when you see big names doing videos, it seems like they're doing them on the fly. And so people just try to do them on the fly and they try to wing it, but they're not doing it on the fly. And that is not the way to set yourself up for success. So having some sort of a preparation process before you create a video, before you go live, is crucial. And I remember, Trey, before you started in our program, you were like, I just need a system. Like, I systemize everything. I just need a system for videos. And I was like, oh, we got a system. Like, that is, you do need a system, and we've got a system. So whether you use our system or anyone else's, have a preparation process before you get on camera so that you are setting yourself up for success and you know what you're going to talk about before you're clicking that go live or record button.
Literally everything has a system, as Trey knows and fucking loves. Oops, sorry, I swore. But freaking loves, right? You gobble that right up. But like, even athletes have a system. Before they're doing anything, they have to go through all of their warm-ups, all of their whatever it is. They have their eating right, certain things. They have their regimens. They have all the stuff they have to do before they even step foot on the field or diamond or court or whatever sport it is, right? They have their systems in place. Because without systems, you're not truly going to be that successful.
That's true. So now that you've kind of conquered that, you're prepared, you've jumped on camera, like, what can we do to make sure that we're actually bringing our authentic self out through that camera?
Mm-hmm. You and me, Abby.
I don't know. Go for it. Man.
Okay. So one thing I would say is.
A lot of things.
What'd you say?
There's a lot of things.
So one thing that I would say I think is very important is don't try to mimic someone else. Meaning if you're like, oh man, I love Trey. I love how he is on camera. I love his personality, everything, the way he comes across. I want to be just like Trey on camera. So don't, like, when you hit go live or record, be like, okay, I'm Trey. I'm going to be, because that's not you. And all you're really doing is being a watered down version of Trey, right? You're never going to be just like him. That's impossible. So the first thing you got to do is just be yourself. That's what's going to make you different. That's what's going to make you stand out from the crowd. And really, that's what people are going to be buying from you for, right? Like, they're going to be like, oh, I love this guy, or I love this woman as a person. That's why I'm buying from. Abby and I always say, everyone, like, you don't have a one in a million idea. We don't mean that in a bad way. Like, Abby and I aren't the only ones that I did like this, like Abby's here. Abby and I aren't the only one. Yeah. Okay. You lean this way. Abby and I aren't the, I hope on Facebook it looks like that. The only ones that do this types of program, right? You can go to someone else if you want. You're going to buy from us. Because you like us, you trust us, you're watching videos of us, we're being ourselves. We're not trying to be anyone else. So that's the biggest thing. It seems simple, like, yeah, if I want to be myself, I just need to be myself. But you'd be shocked how many times we have to tell people, stop trying to be this person.
Yeah, and there is a lot of internal work that comes with that as well in working on, because it is one thing to say, like, be authentic, be yourself. But a lot of people have this inner feeling that that's not enough. Mm-hmm. And so if you are somebody that feels like whoever you are is not enough, there is internal work that needs to be done to, like, build that confidence of being able to show up as yourself and know that you are enough. Another thing that's really important is to be taking the focus off of yourself and putting your focus on who you're talking to and why. Like, what is the point of what you're doing? Like, what's your message? What's your why? What's your mission? Like, and I love talking about this in this group, because that's something that's so big for you, Trey. And that's something that makes you magnetic on camera, is that you are so purpose driven and focused on the type of people that you want to help. Well, if you're focused on suicide awareness, making people in like really tough situations understand that it's possible to have a business, that it's possible to move through all the things that you've moved through in your life, well, then you don't have time to be focusing on, I sound stupid, I look stupid, I hate myself, because you're focusing on the bigger purpose of what you're doing. So it's really important that your why for what you do is greater than your self-loathing. Your why has to be more powerful, because that's what's going to drive you through everything that you do. And that why has got to be so strong, and you need to keep making it stronger and stronger, because that's for everything you do, not just getting on camera. It's so crucial.
It's really what it comes down to in general. Like, people have to know what they want, or they're not going to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You're not gonna, because we all have inner voices that say shitty stuff to us, that chatter, but we can say, hey, shut up. I got bigger stuff to do. I got more important things to do. It's important for me to get on camera, because it's important for people to, because I have people I can help. I have value to give, and people need to hear this. And so that's going to allow you to overcome that.
Awesome, guys. So let's jump into this now. Why are stories so important when it comes to making videos?
I kind of hesitate for me to go first, because I know Abby is just so in love with talking about. I feel like it'd be like rude of me.
I'd be like, David, are you done? Are you done?
So Abby, I'm letting you go ahead.
Well, it's not just for making a video. Like, ultimately, as human beings, we are hardwired for story. And David actually does like talking about this in terms
of. I do, but I know this is like your.
You can talk about, we can talk about why we're hardwired for story. Would you like to talk about that part?
Please.
Okay. But it's how we connect with people. It's how we have a relatability. And I mean, we could talk about story for weeks. But ultimately, like, if you're watching a video or you're watching somebody and they're just throwing facts at you, do you care? Do you believe them? Does that mean anything to you? But if somebody is inspiring you or teaching you through story, through emotion, that's what hooks people in. That's what we connect based on. And if you talk about, if you're creating videos to sell something, people ultimately buy based on emotion. They're buying from you because they resonate with you and what you're sharing with them. So story is the best place, the best way to be able to connect with people, to inspire people, to be building that know, like, and trust factor, to have that relatability. Because like I said, we're hardwired for it. And for like ever, humans have been sitting around, you know, a campfire or whatever, sharing story. It's just part of who we are. It's how history gets passed down. It's like, story is just so crucial. So don't eliminate it suddenly because you're on camera and trying to sell something.
And to simplify it even more, Abby nailed it, right? Since the beginning of time, we've been gathering around the campfire to tell stories and pass down that knowledge, like Abby said. There's a reason why we did that. And because stories are the best way for us to retain things, because of all the points Abby said. It didn't magically change because it's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the Limitless Man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.